I tell you, I like the central message of this song. Don't stop believing. How many of you you were just thinking, oh man, you know, I think I want to do this, I think I want to do that, but thinking, oh yeah, I know what I want to do. I got it worked out. I know exactly where I want to go. Now I know how I want to get there. That's what you said 22 years ago, 18 years ago. 7 years ago. Definitely don't want to give up just because it's challenging. How many of you have heard about, read about how hard it has been for so many great musicians to get where they wanted to be, great singers to get where they wanted to be, great actors and actresses to get where they want to be? Some of them didn't make it, no doubt. A lot of folks who wanted to be professional athletes. How many of you have had a dream of just being a great parent? Helping to build an awesome family. And now you're your second or third child into the family. And you've had the opportunity to be a part of a team building a wonderful family. But it hasn't worked out for whatever the reason. Just not the camaraderie, the fellowship, the harmony, the unity needed. All it takes is for one parent to pull in the opposite direction. But how many of you have discovered that? Over time, if we don't give up, if, as Annette and Adam told us yesterday, we keep hanging on to hope, we can still get there. We can still find a family pulling together. It takes that one family member, that one parent who is dedicated, devoted to doing everything in his or her power to help each member of that family as individuals and the family as a whole become the family God intended for family to be. Keep working with that other spouse, and who knows, something may begin to click along the way. See, keep working with the children. Don't give up on the dream. Don't give up on the vision. Don't give up just because it's hard, just because it takes a long time, just because you have opposition, even when the opposition is from within the home. No, go ahead and keep believing. Keep working. Keep hanging on to hope. You got to keep the dream in front of you. You got to keep the Creator in your mind and in your heart. Ask Him to help you. He'll help you. Ask Him to help you persevere. Ask Him to help you keep pushing forward. Ask Him to give you favor with your family members, especially the ones who are oppositional, who keep giving you a hard time. Yeah, ask Him to turn things around. Hey, you may have to ask that for 10 or 12 or 15 or 18 years, but is the dream, is the outcome, is the vision worth hanging in there, persevering for 18 years? Oh, yeah. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, your family is worth it. And you think about all the good that each family member can do as you help each individual be the best person he or she can be. Can you imagine how much better it would be when the spouse who has not been a partner becomes a partner, becomes a member of the team? Hang on to hope, as Annette and Adam told us yesterday. And as Journey are telling us now, don't stop believing. No matter what the obstacles, no matter what clouds your vision, clear away the smoke, clarify the view, keep moving forward. What a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you as you inspire your own.